Morocco is proving to be a formidable opponent. As the reigning champions of Africa, they provided Spain with their first significant challenge in preparation for the World Cup, demonstrating that the Atlas Lions will be a team to watch in Uzbekistan. Exactly 1 month before Spain's debut against Kazakhstan on September 15th, 2:30 p.m., the national team departs Rabat with mixed feelings. After securing a win in the first of two scheduled friendlies, 2-4, but suffering a heavy loss in the second match, 4-1. Not much can be concluded from these encounters, as they were held behind closed doors, with even the local press excluded. An attempt to speak with a Moroccan international was denied by the Moroccan Federation, which has turned the Mohammed VI complex in Rabat into a fortress since June 25th, when Hicham Guig's players began their World Cup preparations. Only brief summaries of the goals were released, making it difficult to analyze Fede Vidal's strategies or identify any new developments. Of the 17 players called up, Paniagua was the only one unable to participate due to knee discomfort. Sergio Lozano, though he warmed up and sat on the bench, did not play a single minute, as the coaching staff is carefully managing his return after hamstring issues. The leadership and charisma of Buffalo are expected to elevate the national team's performance. In the first match, Mulato was the standout player, scoring a goal and contributing to two others. Adolfo scored twice, making him the only player to start in both matches against Morocco, showcasing his versatility and quality. Captain Raul Campos also found the net. In the second friendly, Xavi Minguez, a late addition by Fede Vidal, scored a brilliant goal with an unstoppable right-footed shot into the top corner, leaving a strong impression as Movistar Inter's new signing. Based on the limited action seen in Rabat, it doesn't appear that Fede Vidal will change his strategy regarding the inclusion of a traditional pivot. Danny Gabriel and his substitute Jesus Gordillo were already aware that they were the 15th player and would be left out for the trip to Uzbekistan unless there was an injury. The national coach prefers playing with a false pivot, utilizing Raul Campos and Raul Gomez in that role. Spain will rely on the talents of Catella and Adrian to succeed. Before returning to Spain, the coach expressed satisfaction with the overall results. "We are in a good phase of preparation," he noted. "After a few days of rest, we'll resume on the 19th, and so far the conclusions are positive. We do need to compete better and aim to win every match. But experiencing challenges and setbacks will ultimately benefit us," he concluded. After an initial phase focused on physical conditioning, June 25th to August 1, the second stage, August 5th to 15, saw the implementation of much of the tactical framework. The final phase of preparation begins on August 19th, with the third friendly scheduled for August 22nd, 8:30 p.m. in Ferrol against Hungary, led by Sergio Müller from Almería. Two more matches will follow at the Ciudad del Fútbol in Las Rosas against Costa Rica and France on August 26 and 28.